So the original meaning of the term commons comes from the way communities managed land that was held in common in medieval Europe. But most generally, it can be used to refer to a broad set of resources, natural and cultural, that are shared by many people with agreed certain set of rules. So traditional examples of commons include like forests, fisheries, water or groundwater resources. But now also increasingly we see the term commons used for a broader set of domains such as knowledge commons, digital commons, or urban commons. We talk about health commons, cultural commons.
So maybe some people remember the tragedy of commons, which is a term that was brought up by Garrett Hardin some 50 years ago, but it seems to be a very important thing right now.
Exactly 50 years ago, 1968, as American biologist and philosopher Garrett Hardin wrote a famous essay in the journal Science titled The Tragedy of the Commons. And the reason why we are organizing this World Commons Week is to celebrate the Commons scholarship, this to mark this 50 years milestone. He argued that when people share a resource, they will over-harvest it because it is in their individual interest to take as much from the resource as possible. So you cannot stop free riders from overusing the resource. And according to Hardin, depletion of the commons could only be prevented through privatization, like private property rights, or government regulation. And the term tragedy referred to the argument that people are not, unfortunately, able to self-govern common resources, according to Hardin. But since then, many, many other scholars criticized Hardin. They said Hardin describes not a common, but an unregulated open access resource system. For example, we have David Feeney and colleagues who stressed this point particularly well in the 90s, or Eleanor Ostrom, who dedicated most of her life to the study of the commons and founded this association that we are part of now, IESC, who was awarded the Nobel Prize in 2009 for her contribution to the economics. What all these scholars did is that they studied many, many cases across the world and uncovered a great deal of evidence showing that people and communities actually cooperate. And historically, they have done it more often than not to sustain their shared resources. So in a way, Hardin's article was wrong, being titled The Tragedy of the Commons. It should have been The Tragedy of the Open Access Unregulated Resources. But it marked a very important milestone in the research. Because of that, if you will, provocation, everybody started researching and trying to understand how commons work, and that there are actually many, many positive examples.
Maybe the notion of commonizing could raise some unpleasant connotations to expropriations in our history. How can we differ the commonizing you are referring to, or the commonizing in recent theory?
It is, in fact, one of the actively debated points in the commons community in recent years. So does commonizing always mean a good thing? The short answer is no. It depends on many factors. How we understand here commonizing is that it would mean change from open or free resource system with no or little functioning rules to one where users of a resource agree on a set of rules about how to use the shared resources. Yeah, so there were no rules, and they initiate a discussion, they create certain rules to make their surroundings better. So if we look at the governance regimes in general, so in addition to government regulation and individual private property regimes, what we want to say here is that commons as a governance regime provides us with the third option. The challenge is, of course, to find this right balance that leads to the best solutions in the use of shared resources. And I have to say, after your question and this critique I was aware of before as well, I'm thinking that we have to reconsider the use of this term commonizing, yeah, so that it does not give association with expropriation.
A thing that commons activists are convinced of is that these little systems can be transferred to bigger systems.
In many areas, more or less everywhere, where there is a resource, a community with multiple actors, and agreed rules of governance, there is a potential for using the principles from commons governance. Yeah. Now we are talking about also new commons, what you said, this healthcare, housing projects. If you take knowledge commons, if one person uses it, it doesn't become less. Actually, it becomes more. So the question here is not how to appropriate, we say, or share the resource, but more how to provide the resource or how to organize its provision. And there are now many groups across the globe who work on these questions. For example, on healthcare, you mentioned, there are a lot of materials with theories, results from experiments and examples, how communities can self-organize and create their own healthcare system. Neither Eleanor Ostrom nor other scholars working in this field have never suggested that it should be the only way, or the private and government regulations should be completely replaced by the commons. But there are many ways how these different governments, governance structures can be combined and complement each other.
So it's a cooperation of global, local politics and also individuals. What is the role of citizens, or what can be the role of citizens?
There is a criticism in relation to commons I hear often, is that it might shift the responsibilities from certain actors to citizens. Yeah, this is one of the maybe misperceptions, but there is also some logic to it. For example, I did research in Central Asia, and there are massive infrastructure which were built for different purposes in the past. So the change will not be as easy there as we think, because if we just transfer the responsibility to the end users, farmers might not be ready to deal with these questions. So commons is an option, but how you implement it and whether it's successful or not depends on very careful planning and thinking, taking into account all the small details, and very engaged citizens, open for dialogue, open to conversation, open for maybe building something new together.